Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Today is Tuesday, April 28th. We're talking about new federal guidance for how to reopen schools and churches. There's an update about a promising vaccine that could be ready as soon as this fall, and which state is scrapping their primary election completely. Plus, what to know about drone deliveries, Airbnb's new policies, and a mile-wide asteroid flying toward Earth. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The White House is considering the most detailed guidance yet on how to gradually lift stay-at-home restrictions. The AP got a hold of CDC documents still being reviewed by the Trump administration. They give real specifics for certain kinds of organizations. Some of what's suggested includes schools spacing chairs and desks 6 feet apart, getting rid of school assemblies, and having students eat in their classrooms instead of a cafeteria. The guidelines say churches should hold services through video streaming or at outdoor venues as much as possible, and restaurants should consider using disposable menus, dishes, and utensils. Of course, all of this is really just advice, since state and local officials are actually in charge of adopting and enforcing limits. Remember, states like Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma have already allowed some businesses to reopen with some social distancing measures in place. And just yesterday, Texas announced it would allow retailers, movie theaters, museums, and libraries to reopen this Friday. They would just have to keep the number of customers allowed in limited. To see where your state stands on reopening, just check out our show notes. We posted a link with a state-by-state breakdown. A new analysis found most of the U.S. needs to significantly step up COVID-19 testing before even talking about relaxing stay-at-home orders. The analysis is from Harvard researchers and Stat News. It found 19 states are already doing enough testing. But even in the hardest-hit states like New York and New Jersey, they aren't anywhere close to reaching their own goals. Help could be on the way, though. A senior Trump administration official told The Wall Street Journal the White House is planning to send all 50 states testing kits in the next few weeks and should be able to dramatically increase the number of tests. Each state should be able to screen about 2% of the population. But is that enough? Some experts say no. In fact, the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute told Stat News it's actually not based on just population. Instead, it has to be based on the size of the outbreak in that state. And testing can't just be a one-time thing, it needs to be ongoing. Either way, major retailers and pharmacy chains are now stepping up as well. About 1 in 10 CVS stores will be offering self-swab tests in their parking lots and drive-through pharmacies within the next month. Walmart is hoping to get 100 self-swab test sites up and running in May as well, with a focus on hotspots and underserved communities. And Walgreens says it's working to open drive-through testing sites in 49 states, though the timeline isn't clear yet. The testing is free, but you do still have to make an appointment online and meet the CDC criteria for getting a test. Oxford University in England is on track to have a COVID-19 vaccine ready in as soon as 4 months. Already, Oxford scientists have tested it on monkeys with promising results. Now, the New York Times says more than 6,000 humans will get the vaccine by the end of May as the next phase of the trial. And if that trial goes well, meaning if scientists find the vaccine is both safe and it works, regulators should give it emergency approval. Then the first few million doses could be available by September. That's several months ahead of any other option. But keep in mind, it's still not guaranteed. America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said we should expect a vaccine to take anywhere from a year to 18 months to develop. And even that timeline has been called too fast. Most vaccines take years to develop, sometimes even a decade or more. But the Oxford vaccine has an advantage. Scientists already proved last year the vaccine was harmless to humans. They'd been working on one for an earlier type of virus in the coronavirus family. So that allowed the research to be fast-tracked. The federal government made a new round of small business loans available yesterday, and that made it a frustrating day for some banks and businesses. NPR reports the online portal for submitting applications crashed within minutes of opening, and it kept crashing all day. Despite the glitches, the LA Times says the Small Business Administration processed more than 100,000 new loans by midday. Remember, Congress recently added another $310 billion to what's called the Paycheck Protection Program. It's meant to help small businesses stay afloat and encourage them to keep employees on their payrolls. The first round of money for the program ran out in less than 2 weeks. By the way, even more big businesses who managed to qualify for the program the first time are now returning the money. The Los Angeles Lakers, one of the most profitable franchises in the NBA, joins that list now and is returning about $4.6 million. More than a dozen other big companies and some elite colleges have also given back the taxpayer dollars. The new coronavirus pandemic is making this one of the most unusual election seasons ever. For one, New York canceled its Democratic presidential primary altogether. No mail-in ballot or anything. The contest was first supposed to happen today, then it was rescheduled for June, and now it's just not going to happen at all. The Democratic chair of the state's election board called the primary, quote, essentially a beauty contest, since former Vice President Joe Biden is already the presumptive nominee. But supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders are not happy about this cancellation. Even though Sanders dropped out of the race already, they still plan to vote for him. They hoped more delegates could help him have more influence over what the Democratic Party pushes for in the future. By the way, today is technically Election Day in Ohio. The state's in-person primaries were actually supposed to happen last month, then they were called off, and since then, election officials have been sending out paper ballots instead. Well, those are due today, and the votes will start being counted tonight. Just don't expect the results right away. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Function of Beauty. Look, we don't all have the same hair, so we shouldn't all use the same type of hair products, and we don't have to. Function of Beauty allows you to customize the shampoo and conditioner formula to what your hair actually needs, and you can choose the type of fragrance and color you like, or choose fragrance-free and dye-free. That's an option, too. No matter what, Function of Beauty never uses sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or other harmful ingredients. I just took the online quiz to tell them about the formula I want. It was super quick and easy, and now my personalized products are set to arrive at my door this week. It's so personalized, they even put your name right on the bottle. And for any of the guys listening, be sure to tell the women in your life about this. To get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know we sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Starting next month, drones will start delivering prescription medications in Florida. CVS will use UPS's drone program called Flight Forward to take medicine from a CVS pharmacy to a nearby retirement community. At first, those are the only flights the drones will take, and the trip is less than half a mile. But CVS says it's going to expand this offering over time. It already says two additional stores will be joining at a later date. By the way, the FAA has signed off on this, and already UPS has been using its drones to make similar deliveries in North Carolina. Samsung and Google are offering free phone repairs to healthcare workers and first responders. Samsung says it'll fix things like cracked screens and bad batteries for free, while Google says it'll repair anything from a broken charging port to speaker issues on its Pixel smartphone models. The two tech giants aren't doing the repairs themselves, though. They're actually partnering with a company called Ubreak iFix. There are hundreds of participating locations around the U.S. that will offer the free repairs until June 30th. Airbnb is rolling out a new cleaning protocol for its hosts starting Friday. Under the new guidelines, it requires housekeepers to wear face coverings and gloves and to only use disinfectants approved by regulatory authorities. The company is also making sure homes are vacant for at least 24 hours in between bookings, so the virus is less likely to remain lingering in the air. Hotels are also beefing up sanitary practices. Both Marriott and Hilton have partnered with infectious disease specialists to develop new cleaning procedures. Changes will be rolled out over the next few months. Heads up, a big asteroid is flying by Earth tomorrow. But don't panic, scientists say it's not going to hit us. Actually, it won't even come close. It'll stay roughly 3.9 million miles from Earth, which is 16 times further than the moon. It's a biggie, though, more than a mile wide at least, meaning if it were to hit Earth, it could threaten human civilization. Still, amateur astronomers may be able to look at it even with small telescopes. CNN reports it'll zoom past at about 6 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, clocking speeds of nearly 20,000 miles per hour. By the way, the asteroid was first discovered in 1998, so astronomers have been watching it for quite some time. It'll make another pass by Earth in 2079, and that time, it'll be 3.5 times closer. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Talk to Me Tuesday, where we want to hear your COVID-19 questions and help answer them. Today, we're answering a question Melissa asked on Instagram. She wanted to know if COVID-19 had already been in the United States long before we ever knew what it was, since she's heard people saying they actually had it last fall. Well, we've heard the same thing from some people on social media, but at this point, there's no research to back up that theory. And that's not for lack of trying. Scientists all over the world have been using samples to track COVID-19 back to its origins. A team of virus evolution experts have been updating their findings on a website called Next Strain. The project shows researchers have tracked the virus back to a single source in China. Two experts told PolitiFact it is possible the earliest cases may have been in November in China before the official first case there, but it's still unlikely there were cases in the U.S. before January. A different epidemiologist told Slate magazine something similar, saying simply, if the virus had arrived here earlier than that, we would have known. Since humans have no natural immunity to the virus, it would have spread quickly to millions around the world as we're seeing now. And if you're thinking, maybe it was a different, less severe strain, well, experts have told both Slate and USA Today no one strain is more deadly than another, at least at this point. Still, like with most things surrounding this new coronavirus, more research and testing is needed. If you have a question for Talk to Me Tuesday, you have three options for how to send it in. Send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, search The Newsworthy to find us. Email your question to staff@thenewsworthy.com or call and leave us a brief voicemail with your question or anything else you want to say at 812-785-NEWS. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.